WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Boonville Football Show, a weekly look inside the Pioneers program featuring head coach Darren Ward and a member of the Boonville team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Pizza Chef, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Mike Carey Agent, and by The Freeze Ice Cream. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It is week 8 of the Boonville Football Show. I'm Brad Klein. Darren Ward will join us in a moment here on WREF 97.7 FM. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. All brought to you by our sponsors, Pizza Chef, TF Ice Cream, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville State Emporium, and Award World Trophies. And so we'll talk about last week's game, homecoming win against Princeton, and they did it with style points as well. The offense was great. The defense may be even better. And then we'll talk about Friday's game against Washington, the final road game of the regular season. Boonville trying to make it 2 consecutive wins, all here on WREF. All right, we'll take a step aside. Darren Ward will go back in time with us, talk about the Princeton win on the other side, right here on WREF, 97.7 FM, The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700, and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on Week 8 of the Boonville Football Show, the head coach Darren Ward, I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you, talking about last week's win, 47-13 against Princeton, and the first win in conference. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on today.
For this to be the first conference win, how does it taste? How does it feel with you and the rest of the group?
I mean, it's always good to get wins, number one, but anytime you pick up a conference win, it's a little bit more special and stuff. So, yeah, we were pleased with our effort and stuff, especially with how we played the previous week, where we kind of maybe lacked some effort and some intensity against Mount Vernon. So it was good to kind of bounce back and come out and get a good victory on Friday night, especially on homecoming night.
How difficult is that? You know, we were talking about homecoming last week, and maybe that adds a little bit of juice, maybe, but how difficult is that to get the kids to kind of rally behind themselves after a tough loss against Mount Vernon 21-14 the week prior?
Well, I mean, I don't think it was that difficult, number one, because I wouldn't think anybody was very pleased with the performance that we had at Mount Vernon, so it was an opportunity to get back out on the field and you know, probably more motivation to show our home crowd that, you know, we weren't that football team that we kind of showed the previous week at Mount Vernon. So to be able to bounce back and give a good effort and stuff and really kind of show off for our home fans and in front of a big crowd. And it was good for our guys to have that opportunity and good for us to be back at home again in a familiar setting. And then to top it off, doing it on homecoming night was probably more motivating and more special for our guys and our team.
It was a party, especially in the first half, especially in the first quarter. 14 unanswered points in the first quarter. You guys go into halftime 34-6, leading Princeton. So all the momentum in the world must have been fun, like you said, with homecoming, but that doesn't happen without a really, really strong offensive performance. Offensively, what went right, especially in the first half?
Well, I think we established the run game early, and Nolan McKinney kind of got us moving right off the bat with a couple of explosive runs and capped off a drive or two. And then Tyler Reinhart got involved scoring, I think, on our first touchdown and caught a couple of passes. And you know, it really comes down to execution on the line of scrimmage with our offensive lineman kind of anchored there by Brooks Eigner. And you know, he played with a lot of effort the other night, and actually he ended up being our homecoming king. So he had an opportunity to kind of win something before the game, a crown, and then come out and really execute well and really play with a lot of energy and excitement and stuff that kind of helped motivate us in the first half, I felt like. You know, defensively, we started off the game, I think, on maybe their opening drive or second drive with a Aiden Perrigo interception. Actually, it was Tyler Reinhart had an interception early on their first drive. They went for it on fourth down in their own territory. I think next possession, Aiden Perrigo picked up an interception. So we had picked up two key interceptions, turnovers in the first quarter that really kind of got us rolling defensively, which kind of got the offense kind of rolling as well off those big plays.
Again, we're here on WREF, Week 8 of the Boonville Football Show. Darren Ward, the head coach here on WREF, talking about the homecoming win against Princeton, 47-13, and a big win because it is the team's first win in conference. Now, you said that the offense got jump-started by the defense. We'll talk more about the defense in a moment, but when it comes to the run game being established, certainly Nolan McKinney did his part with more than 150 yards. I want to talk about Tyler Reinhart, though. Like you said, he had a few catches, and he was involved in the mix in the run game for nearly 40 yards on 7 carries, 2 touchdowns, and then he had the interception as well. So an all-encompassing game for Tyler Reinhart, and that's kind of vintage Tyler. But in this game specifically, what really stuck out to you? You know him, and you know his game. I don't know what surprises you, but when you plug in that tape, what makes you say specifically, wow, from Tyler?
Yeah, I think more importantly, he's just a really good teammate and stuff. He's going to lay it on the line on everything that he does, whether it's on offense or defense. You know, he plays kind of a strong safety outside linebacker for us and really helps set the edge on any team that wants to run outside to his side and active and, you know, coverage wise, and we'll blitz him at times and stuff. So I mean, he's a big athletic kid that you know, defenses or offenses have to be aware of. You know, from an offensive perspective, you know, we've talked from week to week about that, about this, but he's one of those guys that we've just got to get X amount of touches for each game, and we're always looking to do that and stuff. Whether he's, you know, motioning out of the backfield to catch a bubble screen, or whether we're throwing it to him out in the flat, or taking advantage of his height and trying to throw him the ball down the field, or just his strength and stuff and handing it off to him around the goal line or out in the middle of the field. He's just a kind of the anchor from a skill standpoint for both sides of our offense and defense.
Darren Ward, the head coach for Boonville football in week 8 of the Boonville Football Show, will take a step aside. Coach is back on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, opens 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on week 8 of the Boonville Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Darren Ward on the phone talking about the Pioneers and their first conference win, 47-13 against Princeton. That sends a ripple effect for the rest of the season. Two games left, and we'll talk about Friday night coming up. But in talking about the defense, coach, we did talk about Tyler Reinhart. He had an interception in this last game. The defense as a whole was really strong as a unit, only allowing 13 points, shut out in the first quarter, shut out in the final quarter. But what did you see from the unit as a whole to lead to only 13 points for Princeton?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we created four turnovers, and we kind of talked earlier about the Reinhart interception and the Perrigo pick, but then I think in the early fourth quarter, we had Jordan Paul get an interception that returned for a touchdown. I think it was like 26, 27 yards out. So you know, anytime your defense can create a turnover and then score for you, that's always going to be a plus. And I think earlier in the game, in the third quarter, Tanner Garrett recovered a fumble. So you know, our defense creating four turnovers on the night is always going to be a positive thing. It's going to have a big outcome on the game, number one, but then always has a jump start for our offense always, because typically it results in good field position. But, you know, individually on the defensive side of the ball, you know, we already mentioned Perrigo and Reinhart's interceptions, Paul's interception. You know, Tanner Garrett's always just active defensively, picking up a bunch of tackles. But up on the line of scrimmage, really pleased with how Dakota Bullock's really come along as a nose tackle for us, playing with a lot of energy and playing from not quite sideline to sideline. It's tough for those big guys to do, but really hustling after the football. You know, Brooks Eigner's active on the line of scrimmage. Tyler Klainer, we talk about him from week to week, batting balls down and just being a long-rangey guy there doing positive things. And then Hunter Tyson, we kind of moved him from the back end of it, more of as a safety down to an outside linebacker and stuff. Had a big sack in the second quarter of the game, about 10 or 12 yards, and had about 6 or 7 tackles on the night. So really active out of him, but really pleased overall with our team defensive effort.
You know, and talking about the turnovers, is that something – certainly not to this degree. I mean, this game against Princeton, by way of takeaways, was special. But can you rely on takeaways from your defense throughout the rest of the season, that is regular and postseason, or is that something that you can just kind of hope for the best for?
Well, I mean, I think it's something we practice. I mean, we practice stripping the ball, you know, a couple days a week and scooping fumbles up and, you know, it's something we talk about on a regular basis and stuff too. But I think it goes hand in hand with your offense, and it's something that naturally all teams chart. You know, you're always trying to be the plus team on the plus-minus ratio with turnovers in each game, and usually that kind of dictates has a good prognostication on how games are going to go with that. So, you know, we want to minimize turnovers. You know, we had one the other night, but you know, our two other victories earlier in the year, we had no turnovers in those games. So if we're taking the ball away from opponents and protecting it and having good ball security from an offensive standpoint, that usually translates into putting yourself in a position to win football games.
See if that translates this upcoming Friday against Washington. We'll talk about the upcoming game on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Hey fans, football season is pizza season, and Pizza Chef in Boonville is ready for the call. Whether you're watching the game with friends or ordering in for family, Pizza Chef has what you're looking for. Specialty pizza pies, hot sandwiches straight from the oven, and wings. And you can make your own pizza too. Don't forget about Pizza Chef's Buy One, Get One Wednesdays. Pizza Chef, right on Main Street in Boonville, open 7 days a week. Order now at 812-897-1600. That's 812-897-1600.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouthwatering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
Wrap it up shop here on week 8 of the Boonville Football Show. The head coach, Darren Ward. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach. So as you get ready for Friday against Washington on the road, final road game of the regular season, what's the game plan? How do you guys take down the Hatchets?
Well, number one, they're much improved from how they've been over the years. I mean, they're sitting at 5-2 on the regular season. They're going to finish the regular season with a winning record at a minimum. But, you know, they're a very athletic team. I mean, they're very similar to Princeton's athletes that we saw last week. From a defensive standpoint, very similar to Mount Vernon, active linebackers, active secondary. You know, some of the same guys that will flip from offense will flip over and play on defense like a lot of us do with our top players. But, you know, they're a good football team. I mean, they've beat some, you know, everybody we've beaten so far and, you know, lost a tight game. Last week, I thought in the first half against Gibson Southern, I mean, if you put on the tape with them and Gibson Southern and really don't pay attention to the scoreboard, it's a pretty even game for the first half, and then Gibson Southern kind of pulled away in the second half. So it'll be a challenge for us. We'll have to come out and execute and play well. And like I said earlier, you know, it'll probably come down to turnovers. Whoever takes care of the ball the best and whoever can create turnovers will probably be kind of the deciding factor in the game.
Coach, you also mentioned it, that Washington is much improved from years prior. Over the last 3 years, 5 wins, and in this year, 5 wins. So you've played them, you've seen tape on them from years prior. What's the main difference between Washington then and Washington now?
Well, I think last year they were moving in that direction. They were just really young, playing a lot of sophomores. Those sophomores have become juniors. And, you know, the juniors that were playing a little bit last year, now seniors and stuff, kind of filling things out. But you know, they tackle well defensively, aggressive defensively. Their two inside backers are guys that blitz quite a bit, and they run through open holes and gaps, you know, in the run game and make plays in the backfield. Quarterback's very athletic. I think he's a multi-sport athlete that excels on the basketball court and, you know, throws the ball well, throws it with accuracy, and then runs well also, if you know, the pocket breaks down and he can go create plays with his legs. So, you know, I think all in all, they've just improved in all areas, but it's the fundamentals, I think, that they've really continued to work at. And Coach Morse, you know, it really shows the work that they put in over the last few years of just kind of getting to the point where they're at now with their program.
Again, Darren Ward here on WREF trying to build upon a 47-13 win from last week against Princeton with a game on Friday against Washington, the final road game of the year. Now, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this because we talked about the defense at length and the takeaways from last week. We talked about Nolan McKinney. We talked about Tyler Reinhart. What we haven't really discussed is Grant Davis. And now, you guys are a run-oriented offense, but of course, the quarterback is going to be a big part of every single game one way or another. So what do you need to see out of QB1, Grant Davis, against Washington on Friday to make it two in a row?
I think, number one, some patience in the pocket. He tends to not be very patient when protection's good and looks to just take off and go make a play with his legs. And we don't have a problem with that most times, but sometimes he kind of gives up on some routes that could be there. You know, we're maybe a little bit unique, too. You know, when we do throw the ball, we're looking to have explosive-type plays. And that's kind of where, you know, his decision-making kind of comes in with that because, like you said, we're more of a run-oriented team, and he's part of that run aspect of it for us. But a little more patience in the pocket, maybe a little bit of pre-snap read, you know, just looking at some coverage pre-snap, thinking about where he wants to get the ball out of his hands at right now. But then we still want him to go be that guy that's not afraid to go make plays, you know, whether it's throwing it down the field or creating a plus one or something like that with his legs in the run game.
That's Darren Moore, the head football coach at Boonville, trying to get a win on Friday at Washington. Coach, really appreciate your time. Good luck.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, you've been listening to Week 8 of the Boonville Football Show here on WREF.
You have been listening to the Boonville Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com. Today's show has been brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, owned by Evansville Estate Emporium. This show has also been brought to you by Pizza Chef, The Freeze Ice Cream, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. The Boonville Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.